Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Once a week, we like to do Answer the Internet, a series of random and sometimes very weird questions, sometimes so filthy I can't ask them, or they have to be downgraded completely to different language. And we start again now, and I ask you, who would like to answer the first internet question?
Okay.
Anyone?
Sure.
No.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay. I will tell you, you may want to rescind your offer, Howings.
Okay.
This one is not as frivolous and goofy as others.
Okay. Well, I'll do my best.
What's the thing you do most when you're in a relationship that makes you hate yourself? Told you, that's much heavier.
Huh. What do I do the most in a relationship that makes me hate myself?
But just to give perspective for someone who might be hearing this segment for the first time, the next one in is how big is too big for a penis? So that's why I'm saying this first one okay. is...
Well, I mean, I would have a hard time answering the second one because, you know... But,
what was that? What was the next one going to be, free beer? Can you repeat that?
It was, how big is too big for a hot dog? If it's longer than the bun, is that even good?
Yeah, I mean, it can get a little cumbersome.
I like bun length.
My stepdaughter's in studio right now. That was amazing.
What? Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't even notice.
I remember when everybody's face made funny things.
As soon as you said that, we all looked at you and then looked at her. Looked back at you, free beer.
Good. Why don't you turn around?
I did, to wave sorry. Now I'm not doing it again. Hot Wings.
I hate myself when I put expectations on something and then the expectations aren't met, because they almost never are. I'm a person who I tend to, like, it can just be like a date scenario, like, tonight, this is going to go this way. And I don't flow well when things don't go the way they are in my head.
Do you think your expectations are unrealistic and then you can't deal with them not being met? Is it that or just any
different.
Sort of variation is
any,
a loss?
Any variation. Any variation is an expectation not met.
Oh,
like,
man.
In my mind, it's like this is like I create entire scenarios about how things are going to go and I pre-plan like kind of everything. So when it doesn't go, I've gotten a lot better about that. That's one of the things I've worked on in therapy for many years, is about not getting so caught up in unmet expectations about, like, you know, day-to-day stuff. But
what if it goes better than you thought? Like,
well,
is that still bad, though, because it's different?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't expect you to be so into my stuff.
No.
Not that one.
When it goes better than expected, that's just different.
Right.
It's when something gets thrown off and then you go, oh, man, I was trying to plan this, and this was this isn't going the way I wanted it to, and I had this all planned.
The way my brain works is if it exceeds my expectations, I don't trust it.
Oh.
I don't trust it.
What's going
it.
On?
This must be a setup.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Normally for this, I don't share what the next question is going to be before we finish the first one, but since I did this time, Kelly has been waving her arms wildly and texting me on the down low saying, let me answer.
Yeah. I want the next question. Bigger!
Yeah. All of these, under the current alignment, are progressively inappropriate, so I'm going to clean them up even more. Because this one I could just read normally. Normally.
Yeah. When you've got a mouthful of beanbag.
Before. you're on the right track. Yeah. You're on the right track there.
You want to go sit on the couch?
Yeah. I need a timeout after that.
Kelly.
Yes.
Did people host face parties before bathing and showering became a regular thing? Like in the 1700s, when everything smelled like elderberries, dirt, and poverty, do you think they were still going down there to make one part clean?
Okay, I always thought so. And then Hot Wings told me that that wasn't cool until the 80s. I didn't know that.
I don't think he's credible.
He said, and then you, wait, but you backed him up because you said something like on The Americans or The Sopranos or something.
Sopranos.
Yes.
They told you it wasn't cool either. So
well, there,
based on that, yeah. I don't think
there was a belief that real men didn't.
Yeah, Uncle Junior got a lot of crap.
Well, but that, and that was in an era where like the rest of the bodies were really clean, and then you know, like it might be like kind of a, like throw you off. But back then, I mean, everything was dirty. So.
Well, yeah. then when Monica Lewinsky,
they need anything.
When all that happened with President Bill, my grandma was like, "What, people do that?" And I was like, "Do what?"
What happened with them?
They were hosting face parties under and bad times. He was married. It was bad times for the 90s.
It was bad time.
It was bad times for the 90s. And my nanny was like, "People don't do that. That's so gross." So I really don't think face parties were cool until the 80s.
It's like a white rain of 1,000 loaves.
Exactly. I don't think.
Who's willing to ask their parents if they were married before the 80s?
Oh man, my parents got married in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
Oh, your dad's gonna. It's be gonna here
have
tomorrow.
To be you. Steve. Uh-huh. It's gonna have to be you.
Yeah.
Is it going to have to be me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you're the most likely one.
There's already enough issues I've been trying to work through.
Yeah. And, no, you're in the perfect position to deal with this.
My Monday therapy session.
You know, you got a dry erase board to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I mean, I'll jump on that grenade if I have to.
No, that is not something I'm going to nag someone into doing. Calling your mom and,
"Hey, Mom, I have a question. Did you ever find anything else of mine in the attic? And also, where is your mouth been?"
Mom, I'm going to use the word dictate in a sentence. But it's not the way you think.
Steven, you know I loved your father's meatballs. I did for a long time.
Oh, this is awkward.
Uh-huh.
Especially as he said it while she was chewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.